Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gilgeous Alexander gets post. He's going to back up. They're going to let him ISO. Draymond comes over. Defensive help. So the shot's up, and it's good at the three. Shai Gilgeous Alexander has the confidence not only of an MVP but also of a champion. And it's a 13-9 lead for the Thunder.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Posty! He got a jump. He got a Jimmy, man.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you
That's
live.
That's how I say from- guru. So, good point here by 707, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. This isn't something that you would come up with. Evan did, though. But now I'll credit the 707. Kerr still hasn't played the lineup that went 23-8 last year. Steph, Pods, Butler, Moody, Draymond. We should be talking about that also.
I wonder what he would say to that.
Who?
Steve.
Well, he would say, well, I've been mandated to placate Jonathan Kuminga.
I got my own complaint.
Wow. Steve.
No, I mean, I'm not.
I got to go ahead.
I'm half. Yeah. I'm being half serious, yeah. But they're shoehorning Kuminga in there, and that comes at the expense of Moody.
But let's be honest, because you're not saying this, but I just want to make sure, Stoney, I'm checking you. Kuminga is not what ails this team at
all. Yes, he is. They all are.
He is one thing you don't have, mostly, and that's athleticism, length, speed. He's a unicorn damn near on his team with Moody right behind him.
Okay. He had a good first six games.
Now that's a whole different conversation.
Guru, like, sometimes...
Imagine him not on this team. What would their record be? I'm just being real. Think about that, and then you
six
can get back
and
to me.
Six. This is what I mean about Kuminga.
Nah, like, I get what you're saying, man. I will not defend his last few games, but man, we were all kissing his ass. I wasn't. I didn't have to. I was in the club, and now everybody's turning on him, and that's what we do. And I get it, but I'm talking about the stench of why we look so damn old. And maybe, partner, the answer is because we are
exactly.
Like, and I do got to tell you, nobody wants to hear this. I'm being real, Stoney. I'm over 50 and I play basketball still. I don't feel 50. I can still do the splits. But I'm noticing it happens fast. It happens over. You don't see it. No, I'm being real. You don't see it. Father time is invisible.
You're emphasizing many of the things that I believe also. Okay, here's another thing I think that's going on with the Warriors.
Give it to me.
And this is, I think, and, you know, we don't look when Draymond Green says we're not on the same page, but doesn't say why or how or who, you know, we're left to interpret. And here's what I think. You ready?
Yeah.
I think Pods and Moody in particular, the young guys, Pods, Moody and Kuminga.
Okay.
They think they want more of a role. Like they think they should be playing more.
I want my young guys to think like that, though.
Okay.
All right.
However, they're not good enough yet, and the old guys know it. So the old guys can feel themselves slipping. and they need more help. Mm. And the young guys say they should be given more responsibility. But the reality is, I don't think the veterans think they've done enough to earn that playing time or these roles on the team. So Draymond's saying, yeah, you know what? We're getting old. These young guys, they want to play 30 minutes a game, but they're not helping us either.
And you got one guy calling himself Otani, wanting the keys. Well, how the hell you want the keys and you might not even be getting a ride? Now, just think about that. I came in here and I was honest. I was like, even if you thought that, you're not that caliber of player, Pods. I would say it to his face. Even if you think that, okay, but you don't go public with it because sometimes that can rub people the wrong way. And all of a sudden, months later, eye rolls by some of the guys. And just think, if you're Pods today reading that piece by Slater or that report,
okay,
you think you're closer to going out and having 30, 10, and 8? Or are you going to be on eggshells like, damn, but the owner started it. He might be an all-star. He's untouchable.
Did you believe him?
No.
You didn't believe Lacob?
I didn't believe Lacob thought that.
All right. This is what we're talking about today. Draymond Green, something's going on. What is it?
In your losses, you guys' turnover numbers have been pretty high. Is that the biggest issue right now?
It's definitely an issue. But they had 20 turnovers too, and they beat us by 30. So it's a lot more issues than just that.
What do you think is the biggest difference between the way you ended last season once Jimmy got here and what's going on right now?
I think everybody was committed to winning and doing that any way possible. And right now, it doesn't feel that way.
Personal agenda type stuff, or like, you know, I mean, I guess how was you kind of...
I think everyone has a personal agenda in this league, but you have to make those personal agenda work in the team confines. And if it doesn't work, then you kind of got to get rid of your agenda, or eventually the agenda is the cause of someone getting rid of you. And so, you know, I think You don't want a team with no personal agendas, because a goal is an agenda, you know? And so you got to have some type of personal agenda. But like I said, you got your personal agenda must fit into the confines of the team.
All right, that's what Draymond Green said after the loss last night. What does he mean? Who's he talking about?
Who's not committed to winning? Wow. And Slater did his best. He said how big of a problem. He talked about the turnovers, and then he said they had 20. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about this team.
This is a text that I kind of agree wholeheartedly with on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 415. Pointing the finger anywhere besides Butler, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler is a fool's errand. Jimmy took three shots. Draymond was embarrassing. And hopefully Steph was just rusty, but he was a step slow. You're going nowhere.
I agree with that.
You're going nowhere on the nights when the big three doesn't play well. Mm. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Man. What's up, Smooth?
Oh, I'm so glad you guys have this.
Hey, it's a lot. Lots happened since your last call, man. I can't wait to hear you.
Hey. Please let me get this all out. Please. I must.
Right.
First of all, how you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
Let me say this, man. Something disturbed me. First of all, Draymond has his pulse in that locker. Don't be deceived. He's talking to two people. We all know he's talking to two people. He's talking to Kuminga. He's talking to Pilots. Now, here's the thing. What I saw an interview 3 days ago. Pods was visiting the other club, the club in Santa Cruz, and they were interviewing him. And they asked him, hey, what were you working on this summer? You know, people working on a jump shot. You know what Pod's answer was that disturbing
me? I didn't hear it.
He said he's been working. Let me tell you what he said. I said, wait a minute, what? He said, I've been working on my leadership. Not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, I've been working on my dribbling.
Dude!
I was working on my jump shot. What the heck are you talking about? See, Pod has been getting gaslitten by somebody in that organization. Because he's saying he's talking crazy.
Wow.
Listen, last night I saw a championship team against a team that was never a threat. That's just what I saw.
Yeah.
I would have thought, as former champs, that we would have some pride. We said, well, I'm at least make you feel me. They never felt them, man. They never felt
wow.
us. I'm going to say, I wasn't playing, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I do.
Now, Draymond is talking to somebody, guys. Draymond is not a dum-dum. He's talking to someone.
Right.
And he got his message sent. We're trying to figure it out. He knows exactly who he's talking about. I felt better knowing that we would have I would have felt better knowing that that loss is disturbing. That's why I'm not mad at Draymond. It lets me know that they're not taking this well. That's good. Whatever you need to work out. But, guys, can I just officially, for the first time, put a rat on the table and hear that little squealing sound? Can
Brought
I
to you by it is. Go ahead, baby.
Here's what the rat is. Here's what it is. Are we going to continue to stunt Will Rich's growth? Because he's coming. He's coming. And why did he only get a little playing time last night? If we would be honest, I think we would be a better team if he took Pod's minutes. And I know that's not going to happen. I'm just telling you, I think we'd be a better team. And the last caller, he said something very significant. We're not seeing that team that went off on those rolls last night. Why? Because I believe Steve Kerr has been told you're putting J.K. up in here. Now, that's what I believe. Because why would we not be seeing the same team that went up on the numbers? The only equation that is, and I'm not blaming JK. His game does not suit what we want to do.
Not with these guys.
Something is wrong with him. It just doesn't suit this squad.
Right.
But I believe we are forcing a square peg in a round hole because he doesn't have a choice. I think the owner told him that. Now here's something that
real quick, Smooth. Real quick.
Real quick. Steve Kerr says this team. He knows what this team is going to be. We're like a front-loaded mutual fund right now. We're taking all the hits and the taxes up front. But the schedule's going to work favorable.
It will.
Guys, don't give up. Don't abandon. We'll be better.
All right.
We'll make the playoffs. But we got to go through this rough year. All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you. I wouldn't say we're definitely going to make the playoffs.
I can't believe that answer, and I hadn't heard that.
My God.
What have you
Pies
been
does
working
a lot
on?
Of interviews, so it's not hard to miss one or two. So after Draymond Green said what he said, Nick Friedel went up to Jimmy Butler and said, this is what Draymond said. What do you think?
Committed to winning.
And Jimmy Butler said, you know, he thought Draymond was partially correct and then said, we've just got to get back to doing whatever it takes to win. This is Jimmy Butler. Everybody's going to have to sacrifice something. I can't tell you what that sacrifice might be for every individual. It may be different for every individual every single night, but it's got to get back to winning is the main thing and the only thing. The fight, honestly. I think that's the fight, that the fight's not always there. We've got to fight no matter what. And most of that fighting I'm talking about is on the defensive end. Not getting stops means you're just not playing hard. You're just not doing whatever it takes to win.
Well, then that, you know what? The more I feel a little better just letting it all out and this unity you and I are having with the listeners and Evan and everybody, but I do feel a tad bit better, but I am more perplexed now about why we haven't seen that lineup. Like, we should see it tonight. I'm just curious, there could be a solid answer from Kerr, but Stani,
But what do you do with Kuminga then?
That's what I'm saying. He's nobody for...
But keep in mind...
He's not going to erupt or you're not going to lose him.
But keep in mind that when Steven Jackson and people say, oh my God, Curry, Butler, Kuminga, Green, and somebody else, that's the best of the bet.
I'm with him. Okay, but Kerr could give a rat's behind that. But Stani, don't you think it's strange that you... And maybe he's got something tonight and we see that lineup.
I think...
That is just a little weird.
I think we all got schnookered into thinking that everything's fine with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors. And I don't think it is. I don't think
well, he's a young player, Stoney.
He's not a young player anymore. He's in his fifth year.
Now, see, when we have other arguments, you say he's young.
He is young, but, I mean, he's not inexperienced.
My point is, he's no but one person's bigger than the team.
And right. Everybody can get blamed.
But I know you're like, dude, what you learned today?
Deserved it.
I want to see that old lineup again.
Okay.
As ASAP.
Okay, but keep in mind, everybody was clamoring for Kuminga. They go 4-1, and everyone's like, see, Kuminga. Right. He should be starting. Right. He's the man. Look, him and Butler can play together. Him, Butler, Draymond. Well, okay, that's fine. So you think they can play together now? All last year, Steve Kerr said they couldn't. They played well together for 3 games, and everybody thinks it's going to last for 79 more. Right. It's not the way basketball works.
But your boy can be used moody like a yo-yo, Pods for that matter, like a yo-yo, but Kuminga can't, and he has been treated like a yo-yo. So why couldn't they, for the betterment of the team, I'm going to go back to this lineup one night and see what we get?
I'm sure they will at some point. Moody was hurt at the beginning of the year. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Joe's in Toronto.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Canada.
Welcome.
I'm good. Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Trying to figure it out, Joe.
Okay, I just have a few things to talk about. Okay, so last night, the game changed when JK got subbed out of the game. The Warriors were down 4 points. He goes to the bench, sits for 8 minutes, comes back in the game when they're down 20 points. And who came in the game for Kuminga? Buddy Hield. As soon as he came in the game, SGA gets an and-one. That's one mistake. And also, Draymond Green is clogging the lane.
Oh.
Draymond Green is clogging the lane. And Jimmy Butler taking only 3 field goals, getting $60 million. That's insane. Pods gets in the lane, picks up the ball, doesn't kick it out. In 2 games, Pods has two assists only, and he's a point guard. Meanwhile, Richards is sitting on the bench, and he's playing well. We have to start criticizing Steve Kerr. We have to start calling out Steve Kerr when he's doing a bad job. And you can't bench JK because he's the only athletic guy on the team. The average age for the OKC is 25 years old, so we can't have a bunch of old guys trying to keep up with the young guys.
Oh, man.
Jenkins, you play 30 minutes. Moody, 30 minutes. All the young guys, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Give the old guys 20 minutes, 23 minutes.
Joe, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And nobody loves Canada more than I do. Those are facts. By the way, Kuminga may not play tonight.
Yeah.
Tendonitis?
In the knee, I think.
Tendonitis? See.
You ever had that?
I don't think so.
You were a jumper.
When he's talking, the last caller in Toronto's, you know, talking about we should play the young guys more. Okay, but what about the strategy that you've been trying to employ for the last 2 years of doing everything and anything for Steph Curry? You can't bring in Jimmy Butler, and you can't re-sign Draymond Green, and you can't have Steph Curry as your cornerstone, and then think these young guys are gonna you know what? I said this a couple years ago, 2 years ago. They're old players, and it's still their old players are too old, and their young players are still too young.
Yeah, I got you,
and that's a problem.
And I'm gonna say this, and you could say I'm not overreacting, Stoney. I'm gonna ask you a question real quick here. Oh, he don't like that.
Who?
How many total games in the regular season did the Warriors play last year?
82?
Okay. Right. Bean, I know you're like, why are you asking? They had 5 losses in 82 games of 20-plus more deficits, okay? Right. They've played 12 games this year, and ask me how many 20-point losses do they have through 12.
How many?
3!
Hmm.
So, something is off. And I think a trade now, all that stuff that I thought, oh, no, we got it, we're good. Stoney, anything is possible, Kevin Garnett, now, because we are small, we are older, and we're slow. The slow part to me is the watch the games, and the Quentin Jacksons of the world and the Ryan Rollins are giving us problems because naturally we're slower.
Right.
We're older. And they're taking it. I don't know, man, I'm with Gus Johns. But they're taking advantage of us. And I don't like it.
It's going to happen more.
Don't say that. You don't.
Of course I know.
It starts tonight. Wimby might have 90 rebounds.
I feel like, you know, and I love this from the morning show.
What'd they do?
They basically started to say, are we not being honest with ourselves about this team?
Jimmy Butler said it.
Right. And the answer, you are not being honest about the Warriors.
No, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and what
You're
part?
Just not. Everything. You believe, you don't take into account that as great as these players are, they're getting worse. And the young players that we think might be stars aren't even close to that yet. Jonathan Kuminga included.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now their old guys are up against it, and they can't do what they've been able to do for the majority of their careers. And guess what? The young guys aren't helping. They're starting to maybe get a little selfish, according to Draymond. But you know what? They're looking at the veterans saying, what are you guys doing? And the veterans are looking at the young guys saying, well, you guys aren't good enough yet.
Well, that's a recipe for disaster.
And then the young guys say, what are you guys talking about? You guys have been lousy this year.
That's a recipe for disaster.
I'll never forget this. I still could be wrong. But I asked you, do you allow for the possibility that the Warriors could be relatively healthy this year and not be a very good team?
I'll never forget it.
Right.
And maybe that's why I'm over here reacting the way that I am. But I hope today's show, an episode of Steiny and Guru, has been predicated on what I didn't like from what the leaders last night after the loss, and their part of not performing up to their standard. And to your question or theory, Steiny, about the Warriors, through 12 games, what I'm uncomfortable with and what I'm having a hard time with is I didn't know they were going to look like they didn't have the energy night in, night out from the start of the season. If we're in December or January, I could almost process it and digest it. But are you kidding me? This is what we're getting? And now Talkgate has happened. Trey is barking back at any reporter on social. That's when you know you're at the end. You do that stuff at the end.
Come on. He's done that his whole career.
Nah, not like, but you backed it up on the court.
It doesn't feel
He's in the way. Jimmy should have the ball 99.9. Dre's bringing it up for so watching for what? You ain't going nowhere. So you ain't going to shoot it.
You want to change their style? Go to an isolation team with Jimmy Butler. Hold. like having Carmelo Anthony, only not nearly as good. That ain't going to work.
Put some respect on Melo's name in game.
I mean,
Stani.
I get why I get.
Yeah. Get what?
I can't self-reference.
We got 42 but pages. But
I get, you know, it's like.
What would this show become if you can't self-reference?
And the fact people think you're happy, that hurts me.
I'm not happy. I'm like, frustrated that some people like aren't realistic about
you're talking
this
to me.
Team.
Yes. But I'm not proven wrong yet.
But you're so incredulous.
But you know what I'm not seeing is valid. That's what you're not saying.
I need
you to build me up more. Say I understand why you're mad. Crap that Jimmy and Dre said that and started some stuff. Put a name on it. But forget that. The play on the court stinks.
When you want to talk about this team like they are in reality mode and not talk about this team right now like they're a Western Conference final team.
I said it at the summit, and I wasn't by myself.
Well, guess what? Your assessment is going to be completely wrong until it's not. And they're older.
They look slow, man.
See, this is when I want to strangle your ass.
You meant that.
They looked slower last year than they looked the year before. You know what I mean?
But it was a slower by choice. It was like, this is how we play. This is our style.
What are you talking about?
And this slow is like, Steiny, they're sped up. Did you see OKC blowing up the Warriors trying to pick and roll?
Sure.
It was like a great cornerback playing press man on the best receiver, and it worked. It was like, nah, there's no fear factor.
If you want to know the truth,
Curry's all we got.
I think you're being overly harsh on this team right now.
And
the reason you're being overly harsh is because right now you think they're better than they are, and they're not.
Wow.
And so you're expecting them to play it to a level that they have not played at, certainly not this year.
Since last year, second half, you guys act like that was 10 years ago. Like, just understand and say, okay, you're going off of, it was 31.
It doesn't matter.
That was just April. Just give me that to where you could, they weren't in coffins.
I'm not giving you anything.
They went and rested, worked on their body, went on vacation. And I'm wrong to think they couldn't.
Yes, you're wrong to expect it. You can hope for it, but damn it, how can you expect 3 35 and up guys to be better year after year? All right.
Looks like there's food here.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It is Warriors Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appearances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
I agree with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.